This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Thank you. And thank you for listening today. We're here for two more hours to talk about the plants at your place. If you'd like to call, we have a line open at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I did, before we go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report, I did a quick bit of research on speargrass, and there's a huge amount of information about speargrass in Queensland, Australia, where it's apparently a cultivated grass, for crying out loud. It's a different type. I think that one is listed as perennial. Betty in Weatherford, I don't have a better answer for you than what I dreamed up while we were on the phone together. Betty, I would suggest they could make a very logical call to Wild Seed in Fredericksburg, or you could email them with that question, wildseedfarms.com. They produce bluebonnet seeds, just incredible quality and quantity of bluebonnet seeds and other wildflower seeds. And I'll bet they face the same issue or have certainly thought about it. So Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg. Let's go right now to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And Steve, welcome back. It's nice to have you back after a week away.
Well, thank you. It's
How was that
back.
Trip? You went to where? You went to Minnesota, right?
Minnesota, where it was very green and quite pleasant. Yes.
Oh, that's good. Well, welcome back to Texas, where it's also very green and very pleasant. If you like 108 degrees.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, and Jay Higgins did a wonderful job for you last week. Thanks for offering his services. You're going to talk about places we can cool off in the garden, and that's a great topic. Speaking of 108 degrees.
Especially this time of the year, yes. One place, of course, is the Japanese garden. This is a 7.5-acre garden full of lush green foliage and lots of shade. We have three large pools of water teeming with koi fish. We have two smaller pools of water near the gift shop. People can check out the new deck that extends over the upper pool. This deck has an excellent and a very close view of the waterfalls. People can also stand on the checkerboard bridge and enjoy the cascade of water that flows toward and under that bridge. And then people can notice the fine specimens of native palms. This is Sable Minor, growing near that cascade. So it's a very wonderful place to visit.
And that is the palm, the palmetto, that is winter hardy to anything in this area. I mean,
yes,
that's the most durable of all the palm group. Doesn't attain a lot of height, but it sure does give that nice palm look. The koi food is a quarter, is that right?
Yes, it is. Still
so
25 cents.
If you're coming, best bargain in town. If you are coming with children or grandchildren, line your pockets with quarters. You're going to need them. You'll be the humiliation of town otherwise. All right.
Yes.
Four Seasons Garden and the Horseshoe Lawn. Tell us where that is and tell us why that would be a cool place to be.
Well, these two gardens are adjacent to each other, and they are just south of the Japanese Garden parking lot. Both areas feature huge, magnificent live oaks. The cast dense shade where visitors can sit on benches and cool off. We have some excellent plantings under these live oaks, inland sea oats, the best looking cast iron plants that we have in the garden, hydrangeas, holly ferns, and caladium. So it's a very cool and shady place to rest.
All right. You know, back to the Japanese garden for the time being, just for a moment. It always seems psychologically so much cooler in there than any other place in the entire 100 plus acres of the Botanic Garden because of the greenery, the beautiful textures and the greens. And it is cooler because of the shade, but it just seems even cooler still. Love all of these gardens. And then the bridge in the Fuller Garden.
Well, I love this spot. This bridge spans the creek that runs through the Fuller Garden and is positioned under a huge and magnificent pecan tree. Also, by standing on this bridge, you can see a native palm, the Sable Minor, growing in the creek. Other plants nearby include oak leaf hydrangea, hostas, Japanese maple, inland sea oats, and coral berries. So it's a beautiful place, and it's a very photographic place. Lots of photographers take pictures of people on this bridge.
Super. The sable is not native to that spot, right?
No, we planted it.
Yeah, okay. It does come up into southern Dallas County in the Trinity River bottoms, and that's why I thought I didn't know if it'd come quite that far. Oh, this just sounds wonderful and a great place to visit, and these gardens are open 7 days a week, so there you go. How does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. They can find you online, but that's the coward's way out. You got to come see it in person. But online, yeah, you can get a lot of information. And how is that?
The web address is fwbg.org.
Just the initials of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And then the 24-hour information number, Steve.
That is 817-871-7686.
And folks, when you go to the Botanic Garden, there are a dozen, there are almost 20 individual gardens, each with its own personality. Take your camera, take a big compact flash card or whatever your memory is. You can tell where mine is. And spend a lot of time there because it's the historic Botanic Garden of Texas. And this is the historic senior horticulturist. There he is, yes. Steve Huddleston. Steve, I appreciate you, my friend.
All right, well, thank you.
You're wonderful. Welcome back. Thank you. All right, sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery. You hear Steve talking about those magnificent live oaks and big pecan tree. Those are the sorts of trees that Encore wants us to think about when we start planting in our landscapes. Not necessarily for sure to plant them in our landscapes, because you need to know before you grow that those trees get huge. They will get up into power lines. You know what I'd like you to do sometime is take a look at how often cities approve plantings in parkways out along the road that involve big trees. It's just amazing. They know better, and it still happens. We should know better, and that's the purpose of this discussion, is to have you think about the mature size of trees. When you have a storm that comes through, wind or ice or drought that kills trees, that's when the power outages happen. That's when a lot of them happen anyway, and it's because the tree limbs are in the power lines. Encore says if you could, please help by planting smaller trees, trees that stay small at maturity. A tree like Teddy Bear Magnolia will never get more than 18 feet tall. Some of the tree form crepe myrtles, many of them will never get more than 20 feet tall. These are the sorts of trees that you use near the power lines. We want you to plant the big shade trees, but just know that you need to move them 50 feet. Measure those feet, by the way. Don't just guess. 50 feet back from the power lines. Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. We all need to pitch in to help. We don't need to have our trees V-grooved and flat-topped and flat-sided because we made a mistake. We can avoid the mistakes. Know before you grow. Encore, Encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. All right, and we go back to our phone lines now, and we're going to go to Bill in Will's Point. I had left, I think he's probably still there. I had left Bill on hold because I wanted to discuss just a little more. Randy, you have Bill up? Bill, you there?
I'm here. All right, good.
Thanks for waiting on me. I wanted to ask just a little more about what those wasps look like. There is one insect that would worry me a little bit, and that is the red-headed wood borer. It looks like a yellow jacket, but it's about two-thirds that size with a burgundy head. Are you seeing those?
I'm not seeing those, Neil, but I do have those galls on my live oaks, too, and they look like the same type wasps that
All
are
right.
on my oak.
All right. Generally, the oak gall insects, the wasps that deposit the eggs, cause the galls. Generally, they are very specific to a type of oak. What gets on a live oak won't bother a red oak and vice versa, but these may be confused, or they may just be hanging out on the red oak and then going over and stinging the live oak, whatever. But there isn't much you can do about it other than if you see a big swarm of them and care to spray at that moment, that would be fine. But there will be others that will fill the void the next hour. They don't do any harm. And I just wanted to make sure you didn't have the red-headed wood borer. I took 15 minutes of your life to do.
Yeah, I have seen some red wasps on there too, but I have not seen the yellow jackets. But I know all the way up the trunk, it looks like it has gotten dark and almost like a mildewy-looking color going up the bark.
All right. That is the sooty mold that would grow in any kind of exuding plant sap, whether it's caused by aphids or whether it's caused by scale insects or whether it's caused by decay in the wood of the tree. I know you said that the tree doesn't look healthy. I don't think the wasp had anything to do with it. Now,
okay.
they may be there feeding on the honeydew or something. I don't know. I don't think they would be. But I think they're just there. I think we shouldn't assume that they are the reason that the tree has a problem. I think they're just hanging out there just You know, you go out and look at your tree, and somebody driving by would say, well, look what he's doing to his tree. Well, you're not the guilty party, and they're not either. You know what I would do is I would take some photos of the tree. I would take some close-ups of that black discoloration. You're welcome to post them on my Facebook page. I mentioned that we spoke, and you'll have to do them one at a time. And just two or three photos would be a good start, but I'll be happy to try there. Sometimes radio lets us down, but the wasps are not part of that. We have a different issue going on, and I don't know how to help you without seeing the tree. A certified arborist would be a good possibility if you have somebody in the Wills Point area. You have a lot of good nurserymen in Wills Point. I don't know how many certified arborists you have, or a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional at a retail nursery. Those are the people that could help. I'll be glad to help on Facebook. That's how I can do that.
Okay, Neil, I thank you very much.
Thanks for waiting on me a second time as well. Appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're coming back to Don in Grapeland. We have several calls ahead, and I see my friend Ricardo there, and we'll get to him too. So we take them in the order they come. And so let me tell you right now about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. I can do a short version of this and get on with the questions and answers. The short version is, this is the annual summertime best deal that I give you all year long on my upcoming year's Texas gardening calendar. A lot of people have told me this is the most useful thing you do, Neil, the calendar, because it has in one place, now at the bottom of the grid on each month, a lot of information, hundreds of bullets of information of when you plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants that you're trying to grow. When you prune a rose bush is going to be significantly different from when you prune a blackberry bush. Very different, and so forth, all the way through. And the calendar tells you all of that. I bring those up as examples because I was just typing about those this morning earlier before the program. The calendar, I always put my best photographs that I take each year in the calendar. I think you'll find it to be as pretty as any calendar you find in the bookstores. Two differences, it won't be in the bookstores, and secondly, they don't have all that information of when to do things in your landscape and garden. Save 38% on the calendar by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine before 11 o'clock today. The total price of all of that, every word of it written just for Texas, total price is $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. Just $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal to the magazine, your copy of the calendar and all of its information, call 1-800-752-GROW. But you must call before 11. Call before the price goes up. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
This is Neil Sperry, and for 17 years now, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. You know that you can trust their work. Their home inspection is absolutely free. You need them now during the summer more than ever before. Advanced Foundation Repair with the ProLift Repair System, guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
All right, thank you very, very much. And let me tell you about Bug Be Gone Max and Home Defense Max, both from Ortho. Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 punch. Step one is use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier to kill insects inside and to keep the insects outside. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months indoors on non-porous surfaces, including black widow and brown recluse. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Pick up the new Home Defense Max bottle with the Comfort Wand, a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. It's the easy way to spray. No more trigger, no more pull-and spray. And then step two is to apply Ortho Bug Be Gone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting. It takes care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Right now, Home Depot has a bonus buy. Buy the new Home Defense Wand and get an Ortho Home Defense Hornet and Wasp Aerosol Spray for $14.88 while the supplies last. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Be Gone Max, both from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Read all product labels and follow their directions. Ortho Bug Be Gone Max, Ortho Home Defense Max, Ortho.com.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. You need to be thinking about help if you have any kind of issue with scoliosis or if someone you love does. The Baylor Scoliosis Center, the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, is home to the Baylor Scoliosis Center, a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis. They specialize in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the nation. Quite a reputation. They focus on both the physical and emotional aspects of scoliosis. Treatments may range from just simple observation to bracing to rehab to complex surgeries. From the moment you choose the Baylor Scoliosis Center, a patient care coordinator will walk you through each step of your treatment. Baylor's highly skilled scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis of your specific curvature through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. Based on the results, the Baylor medical staff will work with you to help determine which treatment options are right for you. There's a support group on Facebook. Check it out at baylorhealth.com/scoliosis support. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is at the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano Campus, Northeast Corner, Preston, and the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call toll-free 888-781-5558. 888-781-5558. Or go to thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com and to make an appointment, call 888-781-5558. TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com. Back to the phone lines, we go to Don in Grapeland. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm well. How may I help you, sir?
I've got a couple of questions. I've got a Boston Ivy or an English Ivy, I'm not sure which it is, in a hanging basket. And it had dark green leaves when I purchased it. Over the past month and a half, the leaves have kind of turned a lighter green and nearly a pasty color.
All right. First of all, Boston Ivy would never be sold or grown in a hanging basket. It's a clinging vine that's used in landscaping. It's deciduous. It is hardy. It's a woody plant. English Ivy might be sold in a hanging basket. My call screen here that's done by my screener says Swedish Ivy. What? Are you sure it's not Swedish Ivy? How did it happen to change?
No, it's English Ivy or Boston Ivy, one or the other, according to the little tag on it.
Well, what's the tag say?
Man, I don't have the tag. I'm sorry.
All right.
Small leaves.
All right. I am going to be off to Mars with that rover if I have the wrong plant. The answer really depends on knowing what the plant is. Boston Ivy will do great in full sun. English Ivy will not. Swedish Ivy cannot. And there are plenty of other ivies that are out there. That's the problem with the common name. Does this have scalloped leaves?
I don't know what you mean by scalloped.
Scalloped. Are they rounded? Like if you put your fingers all together, like they were webbed together, that would be scalloped.
I guess. I'm not sure. I thought it was just a little old plant that I bought.
Okay. Don, I rarely see, I've never in my entire life seen Boston Ivy sold in a basket, ever. I've never seen it grown in a basket. I occasionally, rarely, but occasionally see English Ivy, which has triangular leaves.
I'd guess it was English Ivy then.
All right. That would be too much sun, probably.
Oh, well, I've got it hanging out of the sun.
Okay. The things that would cause, let me do the best I can. I really am not comfortable with my answer because we have to know the plant. And the example, and you've called before, and I know you've probably heard me use this comment to other people. We've called the veterinarian. We don't know if we have a goldfish or a donkey. And the vet says, it's hard to help you without knowing what the animal is, and I have the same problem here. When you have a plant that is turning pale, it either is not getting enough nitrogen, or it's bleaching because of excess sun, or it could be a lack of nitrogen brought on by very poor root growth, either from drought or from water logging. So, but it stems back to the nitrogen, but there may be a contributing factor. So, without knowing the plant, that's the best I can do.
Okay. Add a little nitrogen to it.
Well, perhaps. I just want to leave it at that because I don't know. I can't get any closer. Call me back when you have the label in your hand.
I got one more question.
Okay.
One more question. Right. I got scorpions.
All right.
How do I treat those to get rid of them?
Most of the general purpose insecticides, when they're dusted, especially if you can dust them under baseboards and in rocks and things like that, a dust gun is a pretty good aid with scorpions. The sprays like the one I just mentioned for the spiders and other insects indoors, that would work. General purpose insecticides work pretty well on scorpions.
Thank you very much.
They are not much fun. You don't have fire ants?
I don't have fire ants. I got scorpions.
Fire ants annihilated the scorpions at our house.
I'll be darned. Maybe I need to get some more fire ants.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. It's kind of a bizarre commentary. Thank you, Don. I'd like to help you on the other one, too. Thank you, sir. Let me go to Arnold. Arnold is in the city of Log Cabin. Arnold, where's Log Cabin?
It's east of Gun Barrel City.
Gotcha. All right.
Creek.
I am with you. Thank you, sir. I hate to ask. I'm native Texan, been in this area 45 years, or 40 years. I shouldn't be asking those things. How can I help?
I've got nut grass in a 40 by 60 garden. It's covered.
All right. This is the perfect time to get rid of it. It's the only perfect time to get rid of it. The product that I would recommend, there are two. One of them is called Image, and that's the one I have used over time. The other is a product called Sedge Hammer. It's nut sedge, and so this play on words is Sedge Hammer. Image, I can speak a little more firsthand with because I've used it twice over my life in our landscape. It is a product that needs to be applied two different times, 30 days apart, and both of those times have to come between May 15 and September 15. So let me explain. In the spring, your garden is active, and you don't want to be putting Image out then because you can't use it around existing vegetables. In the fall and winter, it's too late. The nut sedge is inactive, and so Image won't have a good effect. You are at the perfect time right now, and that time will last for one more week. You have to have your first application down by August 15 so that you can have your second application down by the deadline of September 15. So that's a very critical bit of timing.
I'm gonna start in the morning.
Yeah, Image is a product you put out with a sprayer, and then you water it in very heavily. I would do this late in the evening. It doesn't matter so much how much water you put with the Image when you start applying it, because you're going to follow it up with a very deep watering. It goes into the soil, it's taken in through the roots of the nut sedge, and it will kill it over a period of time. It's not a quick acting herbicide. It's effective. I don't know that you're not going to get rid of 100% of it, but you can really cut it if you get 80 or 90% of it. And then if you have to treat again a year from right now, another 80 or 90%, pretty quickly you're down to very little nut sedge. It does work. I've had good results with it.
Great. Now, somebody told me to put vinegar on it once, and it made it look bad, but
it's a second reference to vinegar here this morning, and I am sorry, you will never, ever, ever, as long as I live, unless the product changes, you will never hear me recommend vinegar as a weed control product. Ever in my life, I won't take ads for those products. I left a lot of money on the table. I have to buy my airtime, and that was being asked of me to advertise that. I said, I'm not going to take those ads, and it was a lot of money that I could have used because I lost a big sponsor that had other products that were legitimate, but they wanted that one mentioned. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Look at the label of vinegar. It says, this is vinegar. Don't cook with it. Don't drink it. Don't get it in your eyes. This is vinegar.
Yeah.
Doesn't tell you how to use it. You have to get another standalone sheet of paper from somewhere else. The legal label doesn't claim that it controls weeds. Not the product I looked at anyway. I got to run, Arnold, but that's what I would use, either Image or Sedgehammer. Thank you, sir, very, very much. Tony in Parker County, you will be coming up along with Ricardo and Virginia right after the bottom of the hour news. And right now I'm going to tell you about, let me make sure I have the right sheets in front of me here, the Smith-Thompson Alarm people, great people. And we are finishing up some remodeling, and we are going to be having them install their alarm system in our home. We have an alarm system, and I want to upgrade it, and this is quite an upgrade. We have some relatives who did this, and I was told that it is saving them more than $50 a month, $600 a year they're saving. It's $16.95 per month is the charge at Smith-Thompson Home Security. And with that, there's no contract commitment. This is just like the answer to your prayers. If you're paying a lot more than that, you need to upgrade your existing system to the local company, Smith-Thompson Home Security. It's not one of these big national companies that just abuses you. Smith-Thompson can even convert existing monitoring systems for the same low price of $16.95 per month. Are you still using a landline for your home security system? If so, you can get rid of that landline by upgrading to cellular wireless monitoring, the newest, most secure way to protect your home, and still just $16.95 a month. Family-owned Smith-Thompson serves you and your family for much less than the national companies. No lengthy contract, local service, 24-hour operators, ability to convert your existing system, ability to upgrade you to cellular wireless monitoring, and still just $16.95 per month. It's the way to go. It's the way we're going to go. And I've been to their location. I've been to their headquarters. They're amazing. 800-411-9473. That translates 800-411-WIRELESS. 1-800-411-WIRELESS. SmithThompson.com.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve, serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care for 31 years now. More than 10, I think they have 12, International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They are college degreed in plant pathology, horticulture, and forestry. They have multiples of each of those. Two of their people have been selected as arborists of the year for the entire state of Texas. They have tree climbing crews that have taken the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 20 of the 30 times it's been held. You can contact them for complete tree maintenance programs or any kind of very specific need that you might have. For example, if you have a large tree that has died because of the drought, and there are a lot of dead trees in the Metroplex, and a lot of them are still standing, and I'm thinking, okay, they're going to start coming down, and you're going to have them taken out eventually anyway. Do it before somebody gets hurt. Do it before they come down and mess up part of your landscape or your roof. Call Arborological Services. They do it great. Now, if you're trying to maybe cable or brace or put lightning arresters in a very important tree at your home, they do it great. Everything about this company is pretty great. Arborological Services. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. In Tarrant County, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. Arborological Services. Now it is Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time 9:34. Wife of a Fort Worth pastor remains missing today. Authorities say 47-year-old Melissa Hill last seen at the Walmart on Hewlin Street Friday night. She's the wife of Tim Hill, the pastor of The Forgiven Church. A photo and description of Hill available at WBAP.com. Firefighters say they've gained some control now over the wildfire that destroyed nearly five dozen homes and other buildings in Luther, Oklahoma. That's not soon enough, though, for Luther resident Casey Strahan, who says all that's left of his home, pile of rubble.
We got stuff that we got to maybe try to sift through and see if we can find anything that was left over, but there's not a whole lot for them to do.
And the fire, one of 10 wildfires burning Saturday across the state, where temperatures have been in triple digits for weeks. Person familiar with the case says a court-appointed psychiatrist will testify Tuesday that Jared Loughner is competent to enter a plea in the Tucson shooting rampage last year that killed 6 people, wounded 13 others, including former Representative Gabrielle Giffords. The source says the plan is for Loughner to enter a guilty plea that would result in a sentence of life imprisonment if the judge allows it. WBAP News Time, 9:35.
Westbound 635 between I-35 East, Stemmons, and Luna Road. The left lanes are closed with construction. And in Fort Worth, a wreck is being cleared from westbound I-30 at Montgomery Street. This report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. 99 Cents Only Stores is everything you need to create a delicious summer fruit salad. Get 2-pound bags of peaches, plums, and nectarines for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first for everything. With the WBAP DriverSelect.com on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, sunny and hot again today. The high near 102, the heat index near 104, and we do have a heat advisory till 8 this evening. Tonight, partly cloudy, 78 with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Still have the chance of an isolated shower tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, sunny and hot with a high near 101. It's partly sunny, 87 degrees at DFW Airport. It's 836. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It's not just an election year. An election year. It's a direction year. This is the year to know what's going on. We're your Bully Pulpit. The direction this state and this country is headed matters. The road to the White House runs through here. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Rubel's Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Rubel began selling bedding plants with a small truck and a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time. And the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants could be found at Rubel's. Rubel's grows their bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown. Town, and new plants are delivered daily. Come and see the wonderful inventory of shrubs. To help save water, Rubel's suggests putting another layer of fresh mulch around your plant beds and trees. Rubel's has lots of hardwood and cedar mulch to help save your gardens. And remember Rubel's wonderful gift store at the Farmers Market location, where they have pots, planters, statuary, and garden decorations of all types. Open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the year. Farmers Market, Lakewood, and Lemon Avenue. Go to Rubel's.com for specials, events, and announcements. That's Rubals.com. Rubel's Plants, where Dallas goes for plants.
I had the pleasure not too long ago to recommend Busy Bees to a friend of mine. He is kind of in the industry, and he said, well, I've got some insects in the house. What would you recommend? I said, well, I'll tell you exactly what. And I mentioned to him a mutual friend who works for one of the government agencies, a university agency, and I just don't want to get more specific than that, but a couple of years ago I had asked that entomologist, who would you recommend that we contact as a possible sponsor? And he said, well, there are two or three really good ones. At the top of the list would be Busy Bees. And we went to call on them, and we've had a wonderful relationship ever since. And my friend used them, and he was really happy with the performance. He said the carpenter ants are piling up already. He called the same day. Busy Bees does a great job for you. They have more than 50 employees. It's a professional pest elimination company, and they also have two bed bug detection dogs, Alfie and Trapper. To watch them operate is pretty amazing too. So whatever your pest elimination needs would be, whether it would be for your home or your business, if it's animal trapping, if you've had rodents get into your house, or if you have bird control issues, they can do all of those things for you. They are specialists. Busy Bees Pest Elimination, Busy Bees Pest Control. You need to spell it now in a quaint way, BIZZYBEES.com. Busy Bees Pest Control, 972-416-9404. That's the Dallas side number, 972-416-9404. If you're in the Fort Worth area, it's 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311 or toll-free 1-800-INSECTS. BizzyBees.com, BIZZYBEES.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. Let me give you the phone number, and then we're going right to the phones. If you're on hold right now, we're going to get to you during this segment, so hang with me. The phone number would be, if you want to call now and be ready, it's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go to Tony in Parker County. Tony, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Tony.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. How can I help you?
Okay, my question is about my tomato plants. Every year for the past 10 years, I've tried to grow tomatoes, and they don't bear fruit until the first frost every year.
All right. What varieties are you growing?
Well, that I don't know. Just the different varieties every year, usually.
All right. What size of tomato fruit are you expecting to have?
Well, like I said, every year it's a different variety.
I understand. It's a much more critical question than it sounded like. It just sounded like a random question, but there's a reason I asked it.
Well, these type of tomatoes were a giant variety that I bought from online.
Okay. And then my next question and last question before I give you an answer, when did you set your transplants out?
Well, these were started from seeds way back in March.
All right. The seeds were planted in March?
Uh-huh.
All right. Tony, I have a lot of things I want to change about how you grow tomatoes. That's why I ask you the questions I did. In Texas,
okay,
where our temperatures get very hot, large fruiting tomatoes will not set fruit. Large fruiting tomatoes have a physiological problem setting fruit when temperatures are below 70 degrees. They also have a hard time setting fruit. They won't set fruit when it gets above 90 degrees. They do fine in the Midwest where the summer temperatures range from 70 to 90 most days, but they do not do well in Texas, either in the spring garden or in the fall garden. And you'll get almost no production out of large fruiting tomato varieties across the board. So you need to concentrate on small to mid-sized tomatoes if you want to have a good tomato crop. The second secret in success with tomatoes is you have to get them in within a week or two of the average date of the last killing freeze. In Parker County, that's going to be, and in most of the Metroplex, that's going to be in mid to late March. So April 1st would be the ideal planting time in your area. And there's no way that you had seeds that you planted in March that would be ready to put out as transplants the 1st of April. And so you got them in too late. They ran into heat and they quit producing.
Yeah, okay.
They never did produce. That's always going to be a problem if you plant them that late. So
That makes a lot of sense because the cherry tomatoes that I plant do really good.
There you are. That you proved my point. And very frankly, I'm going to say something, and there will be a lot of people who will try to argue with me, and I'm sorry, I'm very unbending on this next comment. You should not have any producing tomato plants in your garden in July and early August. You should have them out of there by mid-July because they're not going to carry through till fall. You need to have new plants that are set out the last week of June or the first week of July for the fall harvest. You start with new plants in late June or early July. I don't know what I just said, but late June or early July, you need to have your new transplants set out so that they will mature then in the fall. And if you go with those same small to mid-sized varieties, you'll have great luck. So we've covered all of it in that one answer.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Ricardo in Waxahachie, my friend, the source of my favorite phone call of my radio career. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing, Neil?
I am super duper. I am really doing great.
It was wonderful to see your posting about the crepe myrtle trail. By the way, you need to publicize those flash mobs of crepe myrtle sales, but it was a wonderful, beautiful posting.
Well, that worked out well. We were really happy. Thank you about that. I'm glad you saw that story. That story has become, you know, as the administrator of my page, I get to see how many times a page has been viewed, and that's moved into the second place. It was a week ago yesterday, the story that I just tantalized on the main page, and if you click through the comments, you saw why that day was so special. Anyway, how you been?
I'm doing very, very well, but I need to get rid of a stubborn boat arc.
All right.
I have a Bodark that basically I cut to the stump, and I'm using it as a table. I put a large piece of a large rock on top of it, flat rock, and it's mm-hmm. working very fine. And the stump itself is not a problem, but not along the lawn, all around it, probably for 25, 30 feet around it. There's all these Bodark babies that are wanting to come out. Is there an option other than just keep mowing over them to keep them down?
Yeah, you could use a broadleaf weed killer on them, and I think you would gradually discourage them using that. There's a lot of energy stored in a Bodark stump, in a Bodark root system, and so I don't know that you're going to stop the entire production of them, Ricardo, with one round of treatment of 2,4-D that's the broadleaf weed killer I would use. It is most effective when they're growing most actively, and so if they're very active, then that would be what I would use. I would use it in a pump sprayer or a little trigger sprayer of some sort, and I'd probably put one or two drops of a liquid dishwashing detergent in a gallon of the spray if you're using a tank sprayer, so that it will hold on the leaves so it won't roll off. If you have St. Augustine, what kind of grass is around this?
It's a mix of mostly St. Augustine and some Bermuda.
But I'm a little scared of St. Augustine at these high temperatures with 2,4-D. It normally should not bother it at all, but this is the ultimate test, and so I really would be very precise in applying it just to the Bodark.
Yeah, actually, get a piece of cardboard and kind of make a wedge in it.
I guess you could, but the other thing you could do is just use the tank sprayer, and just don't pump it up quite as high, and don't use a fine mist, just use a medium-sized droplet, and just spray it specifically onto the Bodark. Another idea would be to try just two or three of them for starters, and look at your St. Augustine 3 days later before you make the commitment to do all of them.
Okay. Thank you so very, very much, and thank you so much for sharing that story again. I can tell you I have it, I saved it, and I have it for me whenever I want to read something good.
He's a neat guy. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Ricardo. You're a dear friend. All right. Folks, that was a post that I made on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY, a week ago yesterday. And it was after our crepe myrtle sale. It was in the afternoon, and I just the post that I'm referring to is a reference to this has been a great day for Neil, and you can read why if you care to look there. All right, let's go to we'll come back and go to Virginia and Fort Worth. Virginia, I can help you. That one's going to be an easy answer, not an easy solution, but I will help you. And we have a couple of other lines open right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. In fact, Virginia's answer would be covered in my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. It tells you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. So many of the questions that I'm asked have to do with timing. Neil, when should I fertilize my lawn? That one came up earlier today. Neil, how do I get rid of this or that? Neil, what's the right time to transplant this or that? They all come up. More than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've never seen my calendar, it looks like the big 12 by 12 inch or 12 by 24 when you open it. Lovely gift calendars you find in the bookstores and the stationery shops, but ours is not sold in those shops. It's sold by this order, by mail order, and I'll guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny of it. It'll be a beautiful calendar you'd be proud to get or give. You get the calendar with more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets of when to do all those things, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. By buying them today before 11, together as a package, you can save 38% on the calendar. It's $36.95 for all of what I just described, $3 postage for the calendar, and that's your total. $36.95 for the calendar with all of its information and a full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW. That's the pre-production price. The price will go up once we go to press with the calendar, so don't delay. Call before 11. Call while you can still get the lowest price. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Dixon Brothers is a local family business that's been working with water since 1973, providing water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. You're ready to relax poolside with family and friends, soaking up the sunshine, cooling off in the sparkling blue pool water, right? No? Well, if you're experiencing a severe algae bloom and your pool is green, the Pool Life Clear-X shock system can turn your pool sparkling blue again. This two-part system destroys the bacteria and algae that have taken over your pool and makes it easy to vacuum out. Anytime a severe algae bloom occurs, the pool can be treated and returned to its clear blue appearance within 24 hours by using Pool Life Clear-X, available from Dixon Brothers. Don't work harder on your pool, work smarter with Clear-X from Pool Life's exclusive pool care collection and Dixon Brothers. Pool Life Clear X is available at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm a recovering drug addict. Before Serenity High, my life was a mess. I was stuck in a drug world with friends that weren't actual friends of mine. They just sold me drugs. I was punching holes in walls in my room. I was angry all the time. Serenity High is a sober school for kids that have drug problems and that have been in a rehab treatment center and don't want to have those problems again. Serenity High is a small school, and that's good because we are a family and we can be close to each other. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web at serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I'm here, I've had the chance to recreate myself, recreate my relationship with my family, and it's been wonderful.
All right, Dallas, and that's a wonderful school. That is just a wonderful school. We have heard this week that Serenity High is the tenured recovery high school in America now. It appears to have been in the longest continuing service. That's 13 years, and congratulations. As I said in our Serenity board meeting to our principal, Julie Ferraro, I said, Julie, that's a reflection on the only principal that Serenity's ever had. And she just quietly, she smiled. She never smiles, great big smiles. She does, but she's happy, and what a great school that is. Oh, my. Let me tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing Company, serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations. I met with them before I started doing ads for them a year and a half, 2 years ago. And folks, let me tell you, they are the nicest people. I don't know the original founding member of the family four generations ago, but he would be proud of his offspring because they work together as a well-oiled machine. It's just wonderful. One company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Bless Pump, voted the best plumber in D Magazine, Best Pick Plumber, Air Conditioning Heating by Best Pick Report, and Consumer's Choice Award multiple years. Dallas Plumbing Company is a carrier, factory-authorized dealer, and now through August 30, with new qualifying high-efficiency carrier air conditioning systems, you can get up to $600 cash back. Now, that ends August 30. $600 cash back on the carrier qualifying high-efficiency carrier air conditioning system. New customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call. Call them tomorrow and get booked, and then when they come do their work for you, $50 off. Come see the new display at their kitchen and bath showroom at 11055 Plano Road in Dallas, where we bought all of the fixtures for our home during a remodel several years ago, long before I did ads for Dallas Plumbing. I am so thrilled. This is like full circle. I've come back to talk about the company that does all of our heating and air conditioning work and where we got all of our fixtures for our home. And I get to talk about them on my radio program. 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. The website is dallasplumbing.com. Dallas Plumbing Company. Back to the phone lines. We go to Virginia in Fort Worth. Virginia, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help?
My problem is my neighbor's pecan tree is putting out a fine sticky mist, and it's all over my car. I can't fix the tree, but when will it end?
It goes on for about 6 weeks or so. We live in a pecan forest, and we always park our vehicles away from the pecans for about a month or a month and a half in the summer.
Wow.
That is the honeydew that drips from aphids up in the tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought it probably would be.
Ours has abated at our home now. It was really bad in June and early and July, but it's abated in the last couple 3 weeks.
Well, this is the first time this has ever happened.
It won't be the last, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'll just be patient.
Happy scrubbing. Yep, happy scrubbing. You bet. Thank you. Okay, let's see. We have time. Let's go to Peter in Northlake. Peter, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Neil?
I'm well. Thank you for the call.
Well, I have a question for you. I have a Japanese pistachio. I have several of them. About a 3.5-4-inch caliber and about 12 feet tall. About 5 days ago, it was nice and green, no issue. Watered, you know, from time to time, deep watering.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, 4 days ago, turned brown.
All right. How long has it been in your yard?
My wife bought it 4 years ago, so I planted it 4 years ago.
All right. The thing that may be going on with it, and that I see most commonly with Chinese pistachios, is when they are new trees in a landscape. If their trunks are not wrapped, it's the same answer I give for red oaks. If their trunks are not wrapped to protect them from the intense sun, they don't have enough bark, and they will sometimes crack and split, and borers will get into them. It may not even be a terrifically noticeable cracking, and then you.
Well, I noticed on the south side mm-hmm. of the trunk itself, it almost looks like it's sweating.
All right, and that's where the damage has been done, and that's the sap coming out. It may be hard to save this at this point. The problem was done 3 years ago when it was taken out of the nursery where it was shaded by other trees. I've only got about 10 seconds, but basically that's where your problem is, and I think just keep it moist the rest of this year and see if it can survive it. That's the challenge. We'll be back.